In 1798, the house was bought from its second owner by Colonel Benjamin Williams, buried here behind his 20th century memorial. Descended from an early Jamestown, Virginia colonist, Williams was born to the wife of a merchant and justice of the peace on New Year's Day, 1751, near today's Smithfield. Educated in local schools, he was a farmer when elected to the rebellious First Provincial Congress in 1774. He participated in the dramatic confrontations with Royal Governor Josiah Martin that led to Martin fleeing the colony and in the Congress in Hillsborough that set up the new North Carolina government later in 1775. There, Williams was made a lieutenant in the North Carolina 2nd Regiment of the Continental Army, rising to captain shortly before independence. Meanwhile, he joined the New Bern Committee of Safety, effectively the new local government. Williams served with the regiment in General George Washington's army, fighting at the battles of Brandywine and Germantown, Pennsylvania, and the victory at Monmouth Courthouse, New Jersey. He resigned on his birthday in 1779 and was elected to the State House of Commons. When the British Army invaded North Carolina in 1781, see our Race to the Dan page, he volunteered for the state part-time militia troops. Williams was at the climactic Battle of Guilford Courthouse in modern Greensboro in February. His regiment was among the few that held their position on the first line long enough to fire 3 volleys as ordered. As a result of his valor, he was promoted to colonel and given command of a militia regiment that July. The next month, he married Eliza Jones, daughter of the colonial attorney general. He served in the state senate and house for many years during and after the war, the state constitutional convention, and 1 term in the U.S. Congress. The year after buying this property, Williams was elected governor and became president of the first board of the University of North Carolina. He helped select its site in Chapel Hill. He was reelected governor twice, and in that role pardoned the killer in the most famous duel in the state. See our New Bern page for details. Meanwhile, Williams turned his property into a cotton plantation. As of 1803, around 50 enslaved workers were held captive here. Williams died in the house at age 63 in 1814 and was buried in the family graveyard 1.5 miles away. Eliza died in New Bern 3 years later at 54. Their graves were moved here in 1970 after being vandalized. Casualties. In the battle, 2 to 8 Loyalist militia were killed and 4 were wounded. 4 Patriot militia were killed, 18 were wounded, and all of the survivors were captured. After the battle, Alston's pre-war corruption and vigilante violence during the war was reflected in his post-war years. He was twice indicted for murder, removed as a justice of the peace, and suspended from the state legislature for a variety of reasons, a state pamphlet about the house says. After escaping from a Wilmington jail in 1790, where he was being held in contempt of court, Alston fled to Georgia, where an unknown assassin killed him in 1791. He sold the house to the second owner during his escape.